You can't make honey with a machine.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is with salts. You say pure pork salt.
Yeah. Well,
they put all kinds of junk in there, filler. They put sawdust. They do everything but wheat.
Put the beef in.
Yeah, well, they put maybe a polecat or something. They don't have what to put in.
I wish you hadn't said that.
Well. No, and then they put more salt, because salt weighs a lot.
Is that right? You know, salt's bad for you, too.
It'll ruin your health.
Too much salt, anyway.
It'll give you high blood pressure.
That's true.
And if you got high blood pressure, you quit eating salt and your blood pressure goes. I had the same thing. He accused me. He said, I bet you prescribe these little tablets to take. He said, if you don't, you'll have a stroke and you have to take the rest of your life. And I got off the salt and I went back about a year. He said, what are you doing? Pressure's about normal. I said, I ain't doing nothing. I took all those things up and I didn't take them off. And I'm not bragging. But he said, your pressure, and I've had to check. It's just tiny bit going on.
That's good.
Yeah, sure.
You know, they say that even young men, especially men, not just women, but young men, like 20s, in their 20s,
oh, yeah,
have a high blood pressure already.
Yeah.
That's really dangerous.
Teenagers have it.
Uh-huh.
That hurt in life.
Uh-huh.
Well, most people, I've had so many people try to cook to give me stuff to eat.
Well, you know.
And they put too much salt and everything,
yeah,
and I have to throw it away. I wouldn't eat it.
It's hard to get things like canned soup and stuff.
It's all salt.
Yeah.
That camel people, but their soup would be good if they wouldn't put salt in it.
Uh-huh.
I can't. I tried it here the other day, and I gave it to my dogs. I'm going to eat that stuff.
Yeah,
I'm
going
don't
to.
Don't tell them what percent salt in it.
Uh-huh.
But it is salt, it tastes.
Let's see, there was something else I was going to ask about salt. Oh, I know. What all kinds of fences, what all different kinds of fences did you have? Like, around the lot, what kind of fence did you have around the lot? What was it made
of? It was just, mostly bulldog post. You know, cutting a bulldog tree and then just barbed wire. You know, barbed wire.
Uh-huh. What did you use around the hog pen?
Well, that would be, most of it would be boards, you know, just a wide board. You know, leave a little space there because they're pretty bad, you know, to get out, you know, root out and knock a fence. They could pry the fence open with them, you know, and widen it and fall out.
Oh, really?
But a board, you know, they can't spread a board.
Uh-huh.
And so we used most of the boards.
Uh-huh.
And the pen wasn't very large. See, a hog don't, well, we didn't have much range for them. They don't need to go out like a cow or something. You know, to fatten them, you need them in a close place.
Uh-huh.
And they lay there and sleep, eat and sleep. That's all a hog does anyway. Lay in the sun and snore. Some people do the same thing.
I know some people like that.
I know some here in Los Angeles do. Yeah, one of them sleeps in daytime and eats all night.
Huh.
And she, I sure puts a lot of weight.
I'm sure.
And I'll walk, I figure this morning I'll walk over a mile this morning.
Really?
Picking over.
Mm.
And that's the best exercise.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't have a place to walk in town.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Because it's dangerous. You're going on level ground. You're down and up. That's all on your spine. Because
mm-hmm.
you're stepping in low places, it chops. But if you had a level dirt road,
mm-hmm.
just level where you didn't have to up and down, it sure is good. That's the way my field is. But
mm-hmm.
I figured I walked 300 yards and I got 8 rows, 3 times 8 is 24. That's 24. See, 1,700 yards is a mile. Well, I walk 2,400 yards.
Well, yeah, you got it.
That's about a mile and a half.
Mile and a half, yeah.
Takes about an hour.
Well, tell me, how do you string a barbed wire fence?
Well, they've got all kinds of modern.
Well, how did you